Results for the 2019 MSTEP came out today. This is the statewide test designed to gauge just how well students are mastering state standards. It tests 3rd through 8th grade students in English, language, arts, and math, and tests some of those grade levels along with 11th grade students in science and social studies. So how did Michigan students fare, and what does it tell us about how our schools are doing? John Young is here with us. He's associate professor in the Department of Educational Administration at Michigan State University. John, we have been through years of reforms and tweaking, trying to boost student test scores. So what do the latest scores tell us about how well all of this is working?
Well, the press release talked about moderate gains. If you look at the numbers, they're virtually flat. So there hasn't been really any change between last year and this year in the early grades, which are really the only years that we're able to actually compare test scores across time because of various changes in the accountability formula. So far, we see very little change from year to year. I mean, the good news is there's been no declines, but the passing rates have been virtually flat.
Yes, which is exactly what we were saying this time last year when the results came out. And I know they're trying to say, well, there's slight improvement. So let's look at third grade reading scores, because that is so central right now. And last year, 55.6% of third graders failed to hit the mark in the English language art test. This year, 54.9% of them were less than proficient in reading. So that is still more than half of Michigan's third graders who failed the MSTEP literacy test.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. And it's a little bit, you know, concerning that given all of the focus on this, there hasn't been much movement. I mean, in general, you expect as tests become more familiar to students that passing rates might increase over time. And we haven't even seen, you know, that kind of familiarity bump. It is important to note, though, that the third grade reading test uses a different criteria for judging whether or not you're proficient than the MSTEP itself. So it's not as if 53% or 54% of the students would fail in third grade and need to be retained.
Okay, so these numbers are not really telling us a lot about who might be impacted and held back by this third grade reading law that kicks in this school year. John, is comparing MSTEP test scores like we're doing year to year, is this useful, or are we, I don't know, missing the forest for the trees?
It's a little bit of both. It's one piece of information that could be important to determine whether or not we're actually moving on the things that we're focused on. So if those things are not actually showing up in our test scores, that should be a signal that either the tests are not picking up the progress that's being made, or the progress that is being made is not exactly what we're hoping to see. In terms of the forest, there's a lot more out there than test scores in terms of how well we're doing as a state educating our students. And tests are only one small area, but they are important given the focus and resources that are being applied to that.
So the first MSTEP test was administered in 2015, and the whole point was to align the state's testing with the National Common Core standards. So what have we learned about how well we're doing in the test effectiveness since then?
We're still learning. So I think what we're learning is we haven't necessarily made the kind of progress that we had hoped to make before, and that progress is very difficult to actually see across multiple areas. I mean, one area that they didn't release yet, which I think would be important to look at, are the gaps between different racial ethnic groups, as well as the gaps between poor, non-poor students, special education students, and English language learners. Those haven't been released yet. And if we've narrowed some of those gaps, even if the overall increase hasn't been spectacular, that's still a win for us, right? What it would suggest is we're reducing gaps, even though overall we're not necessarily improving performance. And that would make sense given the amount of effort and time the state has put into reducing those gaps.
John, MSTEP scores certainly are high stakes for many schools. In the worst case scenario, low scores could lead to state intervention. How effective, how useful do you think MSTEP scores are in measuring a school's performance?
I think that's a really difficult question to answer. I think they are good at determining the degree to which the schools have been able to prepare students to take the specific tests. And that's not a trivial thing to be good at. There are many schools that are good at that. And if you can improve that over time, hopefully other things are improving as well. The problem, of course, is that if that becomes the only thing that your school is interested in doing and focused on, and there are so many things, particularly at the elementary level and the middle school level, that are critical for students to be able to, you know, grow into complete whole human beings. And too much focus on, you know, what happens in these test scores can really, you know, damage the time and energy and thought we put into how to develop kids into whole human beings. And while I think tests are an important component of that, they certainly shouldn't be the whole way we evaluate whether or not we're being successful in improving education in the state.
And you refer to many things that kids are learning that these tests aren't getting. What are these tests missing about how schools and students are doing?
Sure. So these tests are really measures of students' ability to take these particular tests and the content on these tests. Mm-hmm. What they don't do is they don't tell us how well students are able to discuss complex issues or to address complex issues. Standardized tests generally are very poor at getting at students' ability to process and be able to explain complex pieces of information. They're also not good at understanding how students can live and work with, you know, people that are different from themselves, which is really critical to being able to function as a democracy as we're becoming more diverse as a country. So those kinds of skills are things that we used to focus on in schools to a great degree and maybe de-emphasized as the importance of these tests becomes more prominent in the minds of school and district leaders.
So do you think there is a way to kind of marry these together, these academic scores with these intangibles that you just spelled out, to kind of measure that to get a fuller and an accurate picture of just how much Michigan students are learning?
So the new Elementary and Secondary Education Act, ESSA, has included as part of its measures non-test-based measures. So these are, they could be non-cognitive measures such as grit. You could have grit measures. You can also have measures of attendance and things of that nature. So there's an attempt to move away from completely relying on these standardized test scores and moving more towards a more holistic assessment of the things that schools are supposed to be doing. However, the danger you run into is you then start creating standardized versions of non-standardized behavior, which is, you know, somewhat problematic. I think there are ways that people have talked about assessing schools and how well they're doing, but none of them have really come to clear fruition on a large scale. They tend to be quite useful in a small scale. So when we do accreditation visits at schools, when districts are working with teachers to improve their practice and can document those things and create portfolios, those things have been very effective in some places at relatively small scales. But scaling those kinds of things up to a statewide assessment system has proved very challenging.
John Young, Associate Professor in the Department of Educational Administration at MSU. John, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.